have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Trump gave his most powerful speech yet. Right after he gave his most powerful press conference yet on Thursday. On Friday, he came out and said the media, the MSM, is the enemy of the American people. Yesterday in Florida, in Melbourne, he came out and threw the gauntlet down. But at the end of the speech, he explained that we have one destiny together to be free. And we need to come together and be part of that American destiny that stretches back to 1776. And that put the globalists into absolute fits of rage. This is epic. The next 2 hours is not 2 hours you'll want to miss, because this is humanity, the sleeping giant, awakening to the globalist program. So here's President Trump going right to the people as he attempts to restore the republic.
We have the chance now, working together, to deliver change for the ages. This will be change for the ages. Change like never before. To pursue real peace, real stability, and real prosperity. We want to secure our borders and protect our workers, to rebuild our military and our infrastructure, to fix our schools and restore safety to our neighborhoods, to bring hope and opportunity to our inner cities, to ensure a level playing field for all women in the workforce. To reform our tax code and remove the regulations that undermine growth and innovation. And to replace chasms of distrust with new bridges of opportunity and cooperation. We must ignore the tired echoes of yesterday's fights. We're fighting battles that no longer help us. We're fighting battles that other people aren't treating us fairly in the fight. I'm a NATO fan, but many of the countries in NATO, many of the countries that we protect, many of these countries are very rich countries. They're not paying their bills. They're not paying their bills. They have to help us. No longer are we chained down by the discredited approaches of the past. No longer must we listen to those who have nothing to brag about but failure. New circumstances demand new solutions. Americans have fought and won wars together. Our heroes have shed their blood together and lost their lives. Our citizens have raised their children together, fought for justice together, and shared common hopes and dreams from one generation to the next, stretching back to the first day of our American independence. This is our legacy. It belongs to all of you, and it belongs to every man, woman, and child in our nation. Now is the time to call upon these deep ties in the name of bold action. Let us move past the differences of party and find a new loyalty rooted deeply in our country. We are all brothers and all sisters. We share one home, one destiny, and one glorious American flag. We're united together by history and by providence. We will make America strong again, I promise. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again, greater than ever before. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ooh. thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses.
Ladies and gentlemen, to watch President Trump flying to Melbourne, Florida yesterday with Flight of the Valkyries blasting out like the Guderdammerung, the battle of the gods, the twilight of the earth was upon us, was amazing. But even more amazing, out of the hundreds of news articles I have here that are all incredibly important, is CNBC, MSNBC, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, and CNN, all here in my right hand, as TV viewers can see, as radio listeners can imagine, admit the best consumer spending and small business startups and numbers we've ever seen in 25 years. All because of Trump. And optimism and the American people waking up and taking action. That's coming up. I'm going to get to the stack. It is so big. See, globalists want to pick winners and losers. Trump just wants to have a big, fat, free market, which will even empower the elites even more. But see, they don't want you to have any piece of the pie. So we've got that information. I'm here because I want to be among the people. Trump continues his assault on fake news and corrupt media with campaign-style rally in front of 9,000 in Florida, with another 10,000 that couldn't get in, after rough week at White House, Daily Mail. Rough week? Oh, it was really rough. His approval rating went up 5 points. And 5 points the week before that. Oh, it's so rough. Like if you win the lottery, it's just so rough. So we're going to break all that down, bypassing MSM. Trump briefs Americans directly on national security. That's up on Infowars.com. Meanwhile, Jay Sekulow has come out and pointed out on Fox News that Obama should be held accountable for the soft coup against Trump. President Obama, James Clapper, Loretta Lynch should be held accountable for the illegal leaks and the attempt to overthrow the elected president of the United States. That's all coming up today as well. But if you want to know who the liars are here, as Trump delivers with the facts and delivers with known economic policies that are one-sided because special corporate interests were selling out our interests for money, he's just getting rid of the unfair playing field. People think he's like a saint for doing it. He's just not out to get us. He just wouldn't do it. Let's look at what the Pope and Angela Merkel had to say. Now, the Pope just 3 months ago came out in an encyclical, was picked up by papers that weren't said. It makes him nauseous to hear about Europe's Christian roots and not opening up to Islam and their giant baby boom. Yeah, the Pope said he gets nauseous hearing about Christians and Christian roots. In case you think I'm joking, here's mainstream news. It's AP, Reuters, everybody has it. Pope Francis, Muslim terrorism does not exist, close quote. And next he's going to tell me that Donald Trump doesn't wear red ties or fish don't swim in the ocean. I mean, this is the guy that said we couldn't have Donald Trump. But it gets better. In an impassioned address Friday, Pope Francis denied the existence of Islamic terrorism while simultaneously calling for open borders. Here's another one. Now the Daily Star. Angela Merkel says Europe must take more refugees and Islam isn't the source of terror. That's why they're most Muslim countries killing each other and selling women on slave blocks. And they call us the fake news. No, the truth is we're the straight up news, and you better get used to it, ladies and gentlemen, because I was talking to the New York Times the last few days and some big profile piece tomorrow, and they're like, oh, we don't believe you have 5 billion views. So I added up 5 billion views on YouTube enough from just different channels and sent them the link, and they had to admit it to me over the phone. I said, so does anybody else have 1 billion or 2 billion? No, they don't. Yes, do we have the most? Yes, we do. 5 billion views on our channels. Not bragging, it's just I'm sick of these people hopping around with CNN shows with the average show 100,000, 200,000 viewers, or biggest shows 1 million viewers, just telling me all day I'm fake news when all I'm doing is quoting the Pope, quoting the Saudi Arabians, quoting Merkel. It's crazy. Yeah, one channel we've got's got 100, it's got 1 billion, 200 million views on it. This is the frustration, and we're on hundreds of commercial radio stations, but I don't have to sit here and announce how big we are. The point is, they're a joke. MSM is collapsing because it's so sold out. Before I go any further here, let me start getting to these clips. Because I've said this, Rand Paul's not perfect, but he's a good man, a good senator who exposed the carbon taxes, the bankrupt our coal industry, that exposed the open borders, that exposed the gun control, that exposed that our government under Hillary and Obama and under the next Secretary of State as well, not just Hillary, but John Kerry, were funding Al-Qaeda that changed his name to ISIS, and he said we shouldn't be the Air Force for him. Well, he's come out and said that Trump's doing a lot of good for the economy. And his father was on a few weeks ago and said, no, I have to say, Trump's cutting regulations and trying to cut taxes is exactly what we need to get out of this recession and depression and get the big banks to give lower interest loans to the public. This is all so good, so wholesome, so pure. And then I'm going to give you CNN having to admit it as well, because the best economic numbers in 25 years just came in, not for big banks, not for the ultra rich, but for Main Street, small businesses, and average workers. Let's go to Senator Rand Paul.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Senator Paul, thank you for joining us. And I want to start with what the president said, a fine-tuned machine over this first month. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And from where I sit, we've done a lot of good things. You know, we've repealed regulations for the first time in 20 years using the Congressional Review Act. Three regulations that were going to cost the economy hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of thousands of jobs. That is big progress. We're on schedule to repeal Obamacare. Big progress. His cabinet picks, from a conservative point of view, have exceeded my expectations. I think Scott Pruitt's going to be great at EPA. I think we're really going to do some conservative things. Supreme Court justice, I could have picked. So I'm actually very, very pleased with where we are.
All right, cut out a bit. We didn't edit that. It's just he said Supreme Court pick I would have picked, like the best you could get when it comes to statutory and voting and rulings and, you know, what happened. And I raise that because we're going into cardiac financial arrest. I mean, if we don't turbocharge the economy, it's game over. And the elites want that. They admit that they want you super poor, all the big billionaires that gave almost unanimously to Hillary and not to Trump, no Goldman Sachs money to Trump, all the money to Hillary. They want an imploded economy they control, civil unrest they control and direct, so they can drive down wages. It came out in 2002 in the IMF and World Bank documents. Joseph Stiglitz, Pulitzer Prize winner, Nobel Prize winner for economics, came out and exposed their whole plan. He's a liberal. So they know how to make the public wealthy. They know how to turn the engines of wealth loose, but the elites won't be able to consolidate control and have monopolies if they do that. So I went to that report. I want to come back, before we get to more clips from Trump's latest insanely good speech in Florida, and get to this article that's deceptive in the headline, but everything else in CNN is true in this article. There's one thing going right for Trump. No, he's going after political correctness. He's following through on his promises. He is energizing America. He's creating confidence again. He's defending our borders. He's doing everything he said he would do. But they say, no, there's one thing going right, implying this is the only thing. And then they list all the economic numbers and how incredibly successful Trump is at energizing the grassroots and the average person. So here's the deal. If you want to have a level playing field and to see some of the incredible wealth that civilization and human activity has available, you should back Trump. That's why I'm so behind him. Because all the big mega banks, all the power structures, they are clearly against him. So it's a no-brainer. And then he's delivering. That's why they're in panic. But it's a smaller and smaller elite group that are openly opposing Trump, because others are just seeing the stock market explode, all this prosperity. They're saying, why are we in the way of this? The truth is, globalists, with their eugenics and their austerity, had to really whip everybody into submission to something that's always been incredibly unpopular.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, February 19th, 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's got huge sources in D.C., that have discovered that it is actually Islamicists, not just collaborators, that are trying to bring down Trump right now, but an actual Islamic invasion and infiltration through Brennan and others in our government. That is exclusive intel coming up. Owen Schroyer just landed from the incredible live Trump raid into Florida yesterday to expose the New World Order and deliver foreign policy and national security and nationalist advice directly to the people. Trump talked about our spirit coming together, restoring the republic, the promise of America, God's providence. It's all happening right now. People say, well, this is word for word your show. My broadcast is the spirit of 1776. It's not me, folks. The enemy knows, believe me. It is the spirit. It's here. It's real. And we're committed to it. Christ is the fulcrum. God is the Father. The Holy Spirit is the delivery system. I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to, but here's Trump attacks the bias of the enemy media. But first, this is history happening. They've always bullied the president. They've always bullied the government to make them submit to the globalists. They've always bullied us with the power of the corporate press that would attack anybody. Now they're on the hot seat. Now they're imploding. Now they're being exposed. Here is President, remember that, President Trump, number 45.
I also want to speak to you without the filter of the fake news. The dishonest media, which has published one false story after another.
Extreme media.
With no sources, even though they pretend they have them, they make them up in many cases. They just don't want to report the truth, and they've been calling us wrong now for 2 years. They don't get it, but they're starting to get it.
That's
I can tell you.
It's called defeat. You lost trying to sell the primary, you lost the general election.
A big part of the problem. They are part of the corrupt system. Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, and Abraham Lincoln, and many of our greatest presidents fought with the media and called them out, oftentimes on their lies. When the media lies to people, I will never, ever let them get away with it. I will do whatever I can that they don't get away with it. They have their own agenda, and their agenda is not your agenda.
That's right.
In fact, Thomas Jefferson said, nothing can be believed which is seen in a newspaper. Truth itself, he said, becomes suspicious by being put into that polluted vehicle.
That's right.
That was June 14th, my birthday.
They only mix in a little truth to convince you.
But despite all their lies, misrepresentations, and false stories, they could not defeat us in the primaries.
They will not defeat us.
And they could not defeat us in the general election.
We've broken them.
And we will continue to expose them for what they are. And most importantly, we will continue to win, win, win.
That's right. We're not losers. We're Americans. We're not broke back. Get ready. We discovered the birthright.
We are not going to let the fake news tell us what to do, how to live, or what to believe.
Notice.
We are free and independent people, and we will make our own choices.
That's right. Notice, we use the term fake news for decades.
We're here today to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I hear your demands. I hear your voices. And I promise you, I will deliver. I promise that.
And he's doing it. It's unbelievable. Wow, imagine somebody not thinking the public's a bunch of idiots and trying to screw them over because you're an elite, you're on a power trip, you're blind to the truth of empowering humanity and interfacing with it. We're countering the globalist communist system that had basically hijacked America with a bunch of elites trying to control us. And Trump is delivering on every front. And the elites are in total panic. I want to go to one more clip before we go to break here. Let's go to Melania. This made him really upset. She says Lord's Prayer, and then Trump just says, wow, didn't know you were going to do that, but it was amazing. And the media was like, oh, Trump didn't like the Lord's Prayer. He said, oh, I didn't know you were going to do that. That was great. He was just like, oh, that was spontaneous. Wonderful. He says wonderful. Like, oh, Trump isn't a Christian. And then they have other groups attacking her for being religious. It's called free speech. Get used to it. Let's go to the amazing. I mean, just, Trump's so amazing, and it's just like, Melania's amazing. Let's just admit it's amazing. Hillary and the Clintons and Obama are, and Bush, amazingly disgusting and fake and evil. The Trumps, amazingly real. Out for the people, tied into the power source of humanity and God, ready to defend. Compared to the enemy, it's like day and night. Here they are.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You see her channeling God's energy right there. The elite are in full panic. These are people that are pro-human. They're not perfect. Imagine all they've gone through, all they've been persecuted with, and now it drove them even more into God's arms, and the crowd lifting up their hands in praise to God and glory, and not being selfish, not being humanistic, not being satanic, and just saying, we want to be good, we want to trailblaze, we want to be strong. And the enemy is just, what are we going to do? And the financial numbers come in. We turn back to God in 32 days. More success in small business than we've had in 25 years. I'm going to cover it after break. I'm going to give you the financial numbers. Guys, it's not your fault. I printed this at home, and it printed it so light in the links that I can't read my whole article. I know I read it at home today. Can somebody print this for me, maybe in color? It's a, there's one thing going right for Trump. No, everything's going right for Trump because he's on the right side of history. And it's just, it's hard for me to read this. I want to read the whole article. I want to come back and read it because, or just read it for yourselves. It's just incredible. And there's a little attack at the end, but they just admit the best consumer numbers, the best small business numbers, the best minority business numbers. It's unbelievable. I mean, and people are saying it's kind of racist. That they've already looked at a map. In fact, I meant to print that, of like where a lot of the factories are going. It's like old, falling apart, mainly black areas. Well, Trump's like actually not trying to just put you on welfare. He's going to try to actually put factories in there. So people are going, wait, this is just for black people? Well, no, he's trying to absolutely take a group controlled by the globalists, socially engineered to be kept by them, and just hit them with so much prosperity, there's just nothing they can do but just break out of it. Trump gets the whole paradigm. We're going to go to break here in a moment. Infowars.com is the website. We're all over the news. Hundreds of newspapers a day attack us, literally. They want to shut us down. There's big articles in the New York Times tomorrow basically calling for us to be shut down. And it's okay because I've already set my transmission. I want to continue on, but it's almost like I throw myself so into this that I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide, but if they destroy me, it's almost like they've done me a favor. But the point is, they don't want the articles going out in the video, so spread those links. Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
As I've told you over and over again, the globalists run corporate media are collaborators. They're enemies of the people. That isn't rhetoric. They are actual enemies of the people. And now President Trump is openly exposing them for their deception. As massive new jobs for the average worker, the working class, the blue collar, the middle class explode, they are in full panic. I want to go to more clips from the historic speech yesterday in Melbourne, Florida, with President Trump. But first, let's get into this article from CNN itself having to admit the truth. There's one thing going right for Trump. Again, everything's going right for him, exposing political correctness, the globalist, the crony capitalist, pick winners and losers, how to empower the economy, how to grow ourselves out of this depression. But they say, oh, one thing. Well, if the one thing's the economy and delivering on your promises, then that's everything. Headlines claim the White House is in chaos after an extremely turbulent week. But there's one big thing going right for Trump right now, the U.S. economy. A slew of economic data came out this week, almost all of it positive. Americans are going to the stores and spending big. Retail sales came in better than expected for January. There's also buying houses and cars and using their credit cards. On top of all that, small and medium businesses owners are giddy. The NFIB, Small Business Optimism Index, is at the highest level since 2004, 14 years ago or 13 years ago. Heck, even manufacturing has made a pretty big turnaround and looks almost healthy again. The Philly Fed Index, a survey of how well manufacturers are doing, just hit its highest level since 1984. There's that 20-plus number I gave you. And anyone with money in the market likely noticed the U.S. stock market set even more records this week. In fact, American stocks are at their best winning streak in 25 years at $2.5 trillion gained in 2 months. There's still a belief on Wall Street and many parts of Main Street that CNN Money has recently visited that the Trump is going to get the economy surging again. Yes, there are some red flags. Household debt is back in the 2008 levels and prices are rising. But overall, things look good. The economy is better than you think, says Chris Rupke, chief economic economist at the MFUG Union Bank in New York. President Trump has inherited the best economy since President Bush, so let's hope things continue to run smoothly. Now, that's CNN's BS. The globalists admit that they've kept interest rates low for the big banks to get 0%, but not to the public. There's been historically, in the last 200 years, low levels of loans to the general public and small businesses. That's why Trump's getting rid of Yellen. He's firing the Federal Reserve, which is private, but he can control it. So we always say it's private, but it did have government control. The government would just never exercise it. So technically, you could say it had government control, but they never exercised it. Now Trump's like, listen up, I'm somebody that isn't for low interest rates usually, but since you've had it for yourself for 8-9 years, you're going to give it for at least a year to the general public at 0% so they can get it at 2 or 3% after the local bank loans it. The local bank gets interest, then it builds the local community, and so does the public. You're going to do that. Again, everything Trump's doing, like Ron Paul and Rand Paul, they both were Trump enemies. But because they care about the people and they're both economists that inform both into the economics, they've come out and said, okay, Trump's amazing on the economy. Okay, he's trying to save us. And if we don't do this, we're crazy. So just understand, Trump is doing everything he can to turn back our coal plants, to cut our corporate taxes, to bring jobs back, to Rand Paul said he's got his 10,000 jobs. It's hundreds of thousands of jobs have already been announced. Hundreds of billions of jobs have been announced. It's so good. It's hard to even gauge it all. Look at this. U.S. economic confidence surges to the highest level that Gallup has ever recorded. I mean, it's all right here. Meanwhile, Trump calls the news media the enemy of the American people. Yeah, they want a monopoly. Fed to raise rates to challenge and block Trump. Washington Post caught on the Russian government payroll against Trump. Trump understands that he has a service-based company, the Trump Operation, and that it's not been as profitable the last decade because the economy's been imploding and the winners and losers have been picked. So Trump, just from a selfish view, wants prosperity. He has a service-based company. Owen Schroyer is with us in the next hour after Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us with breaking news. Was just in Melbourne, Florida yesterday to cover this, and we have video liberals just going, he's rich, he wants us to be poor, he's rich. No, he's the blue-collar billionaire. All the other big billionaires, except for like Peter Thiel, maybe Musk, say we should empower people and cut taxes and have a big economy. So a handful of 300, 400 billionaires is for the people. All the rest are against you. And Trump is that. He's on fire. I mean, I don't have enough energy to give to this movement. It's so delicious and so real. We're going to go to break here in about 4 minutes, but I want to go ahead and play another clip. This is Trump invites supporter on stage to show how the Secret Service says, oh, no, no. And he says, look, these are my people. I trust them. I saw this guy waiting here at 4 a.m. on TV. Bring him up. Just like he marched at the head of his own deal down Pennsylvania Avenue. And he was inaugurated on the 20th. The day, as he said, America was reborn. Here is President 45. Get used to it. Donald Trump.
And I can tell you, the military and law enforcement, they stood up big. I don't say for me. I'm the messenger, folks. I'm the messenger. They stood up for us in this last election. We got numbers that nobody believed were possible from law enforcement and from military. Basically, people that wear uniforms like us. Isn't that nice? And I saw this man on television just now. You. I just saw him on television. He said, I love Trump. Let Trump do what he has to do. That's my guy right there. It's true. Come here. Come here. No, I'm coming in. That's okay. Let him up. Let him up. I'm not worried about him. I'm only worried he's going to give me a kiss. I'm not worried about anything else. This guy is so great.
So badass.
He was one of many people. They're interviewing people in the line. And I have to say, there's a tiny group of protesters out there, and they were given as much publicity as this massive.
If we don't give Trump
people.
Support, we deserve it. This is a real test.
Come on up.
This guy's on fire for people.
That was great. Hop over the fence. Come on. He can do it.
And he's so manly. Like making a joke. This guy's going to give me a kiss. Like brotherly love. It's like.
Come on.
He's an average wimpy guy would say something like that.
This guy is great. Don't worry about him. No. Come here. Think of the throw. Come on up. Come on. Come here. Come on.
It's about the people.
This guy.
Not the robots and all your crap.
So, he's been all over television saying the best things, and I see him standing. And didn't you get here like at 4 in the morning?
I did, sir.
Say a couple of words to this crowd.
Doesn't know what he's going to say, puts him on TV. It's not recklessness, it's the spirit.
Mr. President, thank you, sir. We the people.
To the globalists or OCD.
All movement is the reason why our president of the United States is standing here in front of us today.
Yes, yes. We're to connect it. That's it. This is real, folks. This is history. There's no my spirit, my gut. It's real. It's unbelievable.
When President Trump, during their election, promised all these things that he was going to do for us.
He's doing it.
I knew he was going to do this for us.
That's right. Because that's history. Where are the real leaders that get it?
Mr. President, thank you so much, sir.
A star is born. A star is born.
Boom. The people. And the numbers. And then Goldman Sachs gave 100% of its money to Hillary, trying to block him. Their stock's up 33-35%, and they're still bitching. He's like, because, see, they don't want you to have any wealth. Trump's smart. He's not trying to take the wealth from the globalists that stole it because that'd be too big a fight. He's just like, look, you're done, vampires. Get off the people. Just get off of them. We're going to get them some. No, get off. Keep the stuff you stole. Just go. And they're like, no. He's like, here's all this money. Boom. And they still want more. And they're like, just let him have something. He's like trying to hold vampires off while trying to like get emergency resuscitation to the people. Let me tell you, once he gets resuscitated, these globalists better watch their ass. If they'd have backed off, Trump wouldn't have run over them. But believe me, a couple years from now, you watch. Once we get the country back and the world back, the New World Order is in deep crap. Coming up, Muslim sympathizers at CIA behind Trump leaks.
We play the songs that sound more like everyone.
Obama loyalists still at CIA fuel radical Islam. Primus on the hook.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Boom!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
coming up, Dr. Jerome Corsi, then Owen Schroyer, our reporter that was at the big Trump rally yesterday in Melbourne, Florida. It's all coming up. Briefly, whether it's water filtration systems, so you cut out the toxins that are in your water, or non-GMO heirloom seeds, or our new Paleo Caveman bone broth protein powder formula that's the very best out there, 33% off out of the gates, whether it's colloidal silver or other products, they're all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got nanotech body armor that only the military and state police have around the country, exclusively available to our listeners. InfoWars has a lot of special stuff, and your purchases fund an organization that is viciously committed to promoting human liberty and freedom. So I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of new items in the stores, a lot of new products. Be sure and check those out. And just know that when you support us, whether it's a solar panel control system or non-GMO heirloom seeds or a wristwatch or a Hillary for President 2017 t-shirt or a Making of the President, Roger Stone book about Trump, your purchase makes what we do here possible. So thank you all for the support. 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Thousands of amazing game-changing products there available. Now, we've got a guest coming up, and I want to play some more clips here. Here's where Trump declares victory over the Trans-Pacific Partnership that was ratified bipartisanly, secretly, over 10 years, but never even shown to Congress. And when we finally got a copy, it takes over everything. This is the corporate takeover that we were already there. It's not that we're just, you know, lucky to have Trump. It was key that this came along now. And that a leader understood this was happening and was willing to stand up and try to economically save the country when by design we were being basically destroyed by a bunch of fascist controllers. So here is the report. Trump declares victory over the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
I followed through on my promise to withdraw from the job-killing disaster known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. We have just terminated our relationship to it. We're going to have tremendous trade deals all over the world, but they're going to be bilateral or, as we would say, one-on-one. None of these deals will we get caught in quicksand, where we get mired in and we can't do anything about it, like, by the way, NAFTA and so many others. And my administration has begun plans to crack down on foreign cheating and currency manipulation, which is killing our companies and really, really hurting our workers. We're going to end it.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think would happen if there was an American president that hadn't been bought off and wasn't selling out a tremendous wealth and power? What do you think the foreign banks, the international media, the big universities, the corporate elites, the foreign governments, the power structures, the controlled religions, what would they do against somebody who came in after they'd conquered a country and after they were looting it and subdividing it and draining it? What would they do? Would they battle somebody that helped them and who was a globalist? Or would they go along with it? No, the answer is they would battle someone that wasn't going along with them. And Trump has all these horrible enemies that just show you that he's for real. I saw that and knew that, and my gut told me that. But now, 32 days in, stock market, $2 trillion plus billion. I think it's like 2.5 now. And hundreds of billions of jobs, hundreds of billions of dollars in jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs coming back. It's so good, I'm pinching myself. I'm like, man, you're always right. I'm not an arrogant person, but I was always right growing up. I always made good decisions. I always was successful. I had discernment. I had the birthright. I guess what the Calvinists talk about. And, you know, there's Trump saying, take the birthright, accept it, Be successful. Let us empower you. It'll empower everybody else. And the whole media is saying, no, 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 you can't have that. But the whole globalist media is against him. All these power structures are against him. Does that tell you he's good or bad? Well, generally, he must be good, but let's see what he does. He gets in and does all this fair, good stuff militarily, economically, nationally, and then it's just like, whoa, this is so good. This is so precious. I want to work 20 hours a day to defend this. And then it's like the Twilight Zone that I talk to this guy. He calls me that he talks to so many other people, that he calls widows up, cops that die, and firefighters, you know, wives when their husband dies. And then he really, it's not a big act with Trump. He's high on people. He's high on empowering humanity and really is in our corner. And it's just like, you're so used to all these fake globalists and all this dishonest, empty garbage and fraud. And I'm a real person. I've been looking for that my whole life. I find it in the general public. I don't find it in Hollywood, the big corporate power structures. They're a bunch of arrogant a-holes. But in Trump, I find it. And it's like my gut told me he was real. My intellect told me he was real. But now none of that matters. He's delivering. And it's then just like, what? It happened? This really is happening? His wife's giving the Lord's Prayer, invoking God against the enemy because she knows what she's being attacked with. And these elites that think they control the world and it was all theirs and we were just asleep so they could run it. No! Humanity is awakening. If you want to fight, you got one. Now, before I go any further, I love they're like, oh, he's weak. He wants to talk to a crowd to feel good. God, I want somebody that wants to see what humanity wants, to go to a crowd to feel good and to lean on the public's love. That sounds like somebody that's the opposite of a psychopath. Good Lord. Even though he wasn't weak, he went there to show the people and who was important. He was up 10 points in 2 weeks in Gallup polls, getting everything he wanted done after huge press conferences, huge victories. You name it, he went back to celebrate with the people. But even their spin is the truth because they said, oh, he needs the people, and damn right he does. You know, if Trump respects you and you say something to him, it hits him. But he thinks you're a scumbag. He doesn't care what you have to say. And he's not perfect, but he's a real man that wants prosperity for his women, his children, his life. And if he's going to have prosperity, he wants to be up there on that mountain he's on, seeing the valleys down below happy and living great lives, and other hills and mountains as well, and other mountains he sees. Hey, I can compete with that mountain. I don't want to blow that mountain up. That's a great power. I want to see what I can do to we all help each other rise. Trump has the human spirit. He has the fire. He is Prometheus. You are all Prometheus. Some said when they were trying to kill Spartacus, the slave that revolted against the Romans, when they were trying to find him and killing people, everybody said, I am Spartacus. Well, I'm Trump. You want to intimidate Trump? You want to pull his name down? I'm Trump. I am Prometheus. We're going to start number hour two, play a clip, get our next guest in. A lot of breaking news in the second hour, but be part of the action against the globalist censorship, their control, the media, their manipulation. Expose the fake stream media. Get that term out there. That's one I've invented. Let's get it out there. Expose the globalist and support the local stations you're listening to. Support the local sponsors and let them know why you went to their car dealership or their restaurant or their whatever it was. And know that we've got products at InfoWarsStore.com that are the very best. I bust our butt, our back, to find the best nutraceuticals, the best supplements, the best non-GMO seeds, the best t-shirts, the best lowers, everything. InfoWarsStore.com. And when you fund us, you've seen how far we've come. Just fund us. Give us the energy, empower us, and know that you are us. We are all together, and that together, as individuals collectively striving, we're unstoppable. So we've already had a big effect, but I'm ready for the next energy boost. I'm ready for your prayers and your financial support. Second hour straight ahead. Stay with us. National Defense Labs and Citizen Armor has given InfoWars the exclusive on distributing to the American people the true next generation in body armor.
Basically, what we're bringing to the InfoWars team is a new line of dynamic, lightweight body armor. It is lighter, more flexible, easier to wear, more comfortable, and stronger than anything else on the market.
You said when you talk to people that have been using this, actually testing it for years, people that currently test it for us, they didn't just say outstanding. What did they really say about them?
They want to know, how do they get it? Where do they find it? A lot of my law enforcement official buddies want to know the same thing.
The backpack body armor is only $200.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a quarter inch thick. It's got a 20-year warranty. It's waterproof. You can wear it. It's comfortable.
And we shot everything you can imagine at it. Again, fund the InfoWar. Get the game-changing nanotech tubes. It's a win-win. $200. Go check out all their different products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in 5 minutes, investigative journalist, number one New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us about Islamicist operatives discovered and documented inside the outgoing Obama administration just 30-something days ago that are trying to sabotage President Trump and his restoration of the Republic. But Jay Sekulow, who, again, is one of the biggest conservative activists out there with Fox News, I mean, tens of millions of supporters with a big focus on the family-type groups, he's come out and mirrored our analysis that there is a true multinational move to overthrow Trump and try to set up a, quote, soft coup. And that's in Soros' own words. So Jay Sekulow, Obama should be held accountable for the soft coup against Trump. And again, I mean, I'll say it. I have Corsi on 10 years ago. He talked about it's an Islamic plan to merge the left. Or, well, who wrote Unholy Alliance? There's been so many books on the subject. We had a guest on Friday about how the socialists and the communists are merged with Islam. You hear this, you think, oh, the left's not going to do that. That's crazy talk. Yeah, David Horowitz exposed it. And then you see it true. And I was like, okay. Everybody from Dr. Corsi to Matt Drudge to David Horowitz, they're all right. I'm wrong. See, I'm the type of guy that when I'm wrong, I admit it. And now that I knew I was wrong, I'm fighting 10 times harder because I knew Islam was radical and out of control. I wanted to deal with it. I didn't want to have a big war with it. I didn't realize our own governments were like empowering and turning it loose. So that's all coming up. But we're going to go to break here in a moment. But I wanted to air Jay Sekulow talking about this clear and present danger from Hannity, because this really sets the table for what Dr. Corsi of InfoWars.com is about to break down.
A lightning round quick, just to get facts on the table.
Yep.
The big story, you agree with me, is that the intelligence community has been politicized, at least among some, and what they did in leaking this information was illegal, correct?
Absolutely illegal, and almost becomes a soft coup in a sense because of the leaks that have taken place, which violate federal law, a felony.
Okay, and that would be the Espionage Act 18, U.S. Code 793.
Correct. That's the unauthorized dissemination of information.
Okay. The other thing is, so we know that our intelligence agencies, they were doing their job, and they were monitoring a Russian ambassador.
Right.
There is law and protocol. I want you to go into more detail here.
Yeah.
Where when they discover that an American is being spoken
right.
to with the person that they've targeted for surveillance, that if they don't have a warrant, they are supposed to stop recording, minimize what they hear.
Right.
From the American citizen. In this case, it would be General Flynn, so that
right,
makes
it
illegal.
Right, private citizen at the time.
Explain.
Right, so it's called minimization. It's a requirement under the law. When you find out that there's an American, you don't have a wiretap, exactly what you said, you basically shut it off for their portion of the conversation. But, Sean, there was a sea change here in the NSA with an order that came out from President Obama 17 days before he left office, where he allowed the NSA, who used to control the data, it now goes to 16 other agencies, and that just festered this whole leaking situation. And that happened on the way out, as the president was
right.
leaving
Hold
the office.
Hold that thought. No, because
okay.
this is important. I want you to stay on this.
Yep.
Let me put up
yep.
the New York Times. This is from January 12th,
yep.
discussing this very thing that you said. In its final days, the Obama administration expanded the power of the National Security Agency to share globally intercepted personal communications with
right.
the government's 16 other agencies, intelligence agencies, before applying privacy protections.
Let's explain the severity of this. This means that information that most people would never see is now spread all throughout the entire intelligence community. Explain the significance of that.
Well, the first question I ask is, why did the Obama administration wait till they had 17 days left in their administration to put this order in place? If they thought it was so important, they had 8 years, they didn't do it. That's number one. Number two, it changed the existing rules, which was an executive order dating back to Ronald Reagan that has been in place until 17 days before the Obama administration was going to end, that said the NSA gets the raw data and they determine dissemination. Instead, this change that the president put in place, signed off, by the way, by James Clapper on December 15th, 2016, signed off by Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, January 3rd, 2017. They decide that now all of a sudden 16 agencies can get the raw data. And what that does is it almost creates a shadow government. You have all these people that are not agreeing with the president, President Trump's position, so it just festers more leaks.
That's right. We'll be back. Stay with us. The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right, on the journey to hell under globalism, or a lot better if we follow Christ and basic freedom. All right, Dr. Drew, of course, he joins us in the next two segments. InfoWars.com, Washington Bureau Chief. This week I got to sign some leases and actually get office space there, and he's going to start hiring crew and all the great work he's doing. I talked to the New York Times today. They're like, yeah, we called the White House. Where's your press conference? Where's your press credentials? They said you never asked for them. And you're going to be given them, basically. So I'm dealing with all this weirdness. But it just shows the internal war where Rex Tillerson's being ignored at State Department. They just won't even do what he says. You've got other agencies just ignoring Trump completely, the White House ignoring him. Trump says give these ambassadors jobs, let Rex Tillerson decide, and Rince Priebus just ignores it. It's crazy to see how they've tried to block him in 32 days in office. But despite that, I've even got CNN admitting the best consumer spending in 25 years, jobs surging, just incredible things, hundreds of billions of jobs coming back, $2 trillion in the stock market. Dr. Jerome Corsi, of course, is an expert on the economy. He's a Harvard graduate when he gets to being involved in the economy and banking. Known Donald Trump for 40-plus years. He's a three-time number one New York Times bestseller. I got to stop at his whole pedigree, though. But he is the InfoWars.com bureau chief, building operation in D.C. He's got stories out, report Muslim sympathizers at CIA behind Trump leaks. Obama loyalists still at CIA fuel radical Islam. And that's what this all ties into. And again, this is all, it's mainstream news that Brennan was a Wahhabist and Saudi Arabian convertee to Islam. So now he's been in D.C. the last few weeks covering all this. What are we really facing? Where are we in this country? Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Well, I think you've got it exactly right, Alex. First of all, the opposition to Donald Trump from within is really the story. I mean, just take the CIA. You've got John Brennan. And people should remember that John Brennan, it was his private security firm that in March 2008 broke in to breach Obama's passport files and sanitize the files. John Brennan at that time was heading a intelligence firm based in Arlington, Virginia. And of course, then Brennan moved into the White House as a national security advisor, one of the top advisors to President Obama, and ends up as head of the CIA. Now, I've reported extensively over the years that Brennan gives, he speaks Saudi Arabian fluently. He was a station chief of the CIA in Saudi Arabia. He studied as an undergraduate at American University in Cairo in the 1970s, where he studied Arabic. And I'm convinced that over time, John Brennan was a full convert to Islam, kept it secret, and in fact has been a Muslim sympathizer along with, by the way,
high-level CIA people, that's just like a known, by the way, now. It's like known that he did that.
And also, it was a systematic packing the CIA and other intelligence agencies with Muslim sympathizers. The whole Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of the Obama White House is one of the major scandals, I think, of the entire administration. And these people are still there. That's the problem, is that with Brennan gone, resigned, it doesn't mean that the lower levels are gone. So when
I was about to say, when Trump is about to get in within 2 days on January 18th, 2017, he says, watch your mouth. The arrogance there noted that he had some power, some stay behind networks.
Well, and it's packed all through the government, including in the White House. I mean, this is the problem. It's nonsense. We've applied for press credentials, and, you know, we're in the process. I'm sure we're going to get them. I have no hesitation to doubt that at all. But the point is, it's the blocking from within the White House and the State Department and the CIA.
Oh, I mean, no one's even doing anything Tillerson says. It's like a total rebellion.
In fact, the whole top level of deputies resigned, and now Tillerson's gone to another level. It was unprecedented. 1,000 State Department officials signed a dissent memorandum against President Obama's executive order on immigration. Now, you know, that's, to me, 1,000 names right there that are should be put on the chopping block right away, because they're not going to agree with President Trump's policies. They're Obama's sympathizers and loyalists. And, you know, you're going to be fighting the government from the bureaucracy and the White House holdovers. I mean,
but is it almost not a Herculean task like the Aegean stables? How is Trump supposed to battle all this when it's not just what we're dealing with? It's on every front. No one does what he says.
Well, I think this is one of the frustrations that's going to become apparent to President Trump very quickly. In fact, I'm sure he's already aware of it, that you're going to have to clean house massively in the bureaucracy in the White House. It's almost, I think, if someone was in a bureaucratic position, any one of the agencies or the White House, when President Obama was in office.
Shouldn't they have like a loyalty pledge to at least execute the president's will? That's constitutional. They're gone.
Well, see, the problem is they don't do what, you know, this is the State Department is essentially a rogue organization, and it has been for a long time. This was part of the
problem. I should add, you did work for them, so you know.
Well, and it is rogue because you've got holdovers from, you know, going back to probably Jimmy Carter in the State Department, who formed years of Democratic policy with foreign countries and have a completely different agenda than President Trump. They're basically Muslim sympathizers.
I was about to say the arrogance is unprecedented.
Oh, and the idea that they can sign dissent memorandums and publish that against the president, when in fact their appointed duty is to carry out the president's directives.
Now, let's explain. They're under the executive. It's not like they're in some other branch.
No, and basically they're thumbing their nose at President Trump and the White House and saying, in the State Department, we're going to continue to execute President Obama's foreign policy, and we're not going to listen to President Trump. They don't agree with it, so they're not going to do it. That's the degree of insubordination that you're getting.
Or mutiny.
It's like, exactly. It is, in sense, it is a shadow government. It is a kind of a cold coup.
I just played Sekulow. It's even on Fox. They're saying it's a coup.
And in fact, Sekulow is right. I know Jay Sekulow. He's very astute. He's exactly right. I've known him for years. And his judgment's completely correct. It's also not just in the NSA and the State Department and the CIA, but it's all through these agencies. You've got defense intelligence.
So what do we do? What does Trump do? I know he listens to you and he respects you and myself and others. What does he do?
Well, I'm recommending very strongly that anyone who was in any of these bureaucracies or the White House prior to Donald Trump coming in needs to systematically be fired.
No, I agree, but it's like almost all of them. So what is he? That's his problem. I mean, where does he get new people?
Well, first of all, I don't think I'd worry about it. You know, my solution to...
No, I agree. That's what Trump was saying. They're not doing... That's what Tillerson said. He said, don't worry. None of them are doing any work anyways.
Right, and if they are doing work, they're doing work counter to what you want them to do. I mean, the State Department, you reduce the State Department by 2/3.
That's key. It'd just be better to have them do nothing because they're working against us already.
Precisely.
If they're foreign assets, just get rid of them.
just get rid of them. In fact, I think systematically we ought to think about which departments we need. I mean, I think there ought to be a wholesale reduction in the federal bureaucracy. All these people do is sit around and make rules. They make rules counter to what President Trump wants. President Trump needs to get rid of these regulations. There was something like 85,000 pages of federal regulations, the Federal Register, in the last year alone.
I think it was more than that. Yeah, Obama went crazy the last month alone.
And, you know, again, these departments need to be systematically looked at. Department of Education, you know, the fundamental question is, why do we need it?
Yeah, who do we need them? I mean, it'd be one thing if they were teaching a Second Amendment and all this, that still wouldn't be constitutional. So they're teaching total sedition. When we come back, though, because you've done deep research, you were the first person, other than like David Horowitz, I heard like 15 years ago say there's an Islamic merger with the liberals. And I said I was wrong. I didn't believe you. I had you on and debated you. You've been proven right. So tell us next, what comes next in this whole alliance and burning Paris and like all this stuff happening with Dr. Jerome Corsi straight ahead. He writes for Infowars.com. And then our reporter, just back from the big Trump rally yesterday in Melbourne, Florida, Owen Schroyer, is here. So stay with us. It's Sunday night.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears.
You know, I knew that a lot of elements of our government were funding radical Islam 20 years ago, but I couldn't believe they would actually turn the West over to it.
Your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life.
Then I realized it's just a bunch of elites that want control over society. So if a system is authoritarian and oppressive, they're going to support it. So I don't know all the answers. I just know that Trump is turning the economy back on. The numbers are exploding for small businesses and independent groups and poor people. That's in CNN today. So what are they going to do? I want to ask Dr. Jerome Corsi, because, again, the average person doesn't think evil like this. And I have like a blind spot. I can't think like this. And then we see it happening. How is it going for the globalists? Seems like they're in trouble everywhere, from the Netherlands to Spain to France to Brazil. I mean, Dr. Corsi, you've got all this news about this weird Wahhabist alliance with the former head of the CIA, who admittedly converted to Islam. What were they thinking? What was the plan? And then how are they doing? Are we starting to beat them, or what's going on?
Well, first of all, it's an alliance to bring down America and to bring, you know, a global government. It's a revolutionary alliance. The far left, which comes out of, you know, the communism, socialism, Saul Alinsky, wants revolution. They want to see fundamental government falling down, change. So any group like Islam that is opposed to the West, is opposed to the United States, opposed to democratic systems, is going to be a friend of the far left. And the far left plays demographic games by infiltrating the country with Muslims, infiltrating the country with illegal immigrants. The demographics are changed, so the control is lost and the social tensions rise. That's social, you know, communism.
And they play off that tension.
They play that tension to create it. Now, the left is losing. You can see in the United States, Donald Trump's win of Brexit. I think what's going to be a win for Le Pen, certainly in the first round. We're going to see all across the EU
pressure. Wilders of the Netherlands, how are they going to respond to this?
Well, the left is going to go increasingly violent. The protests, and we were at the inauguration. These protesters are hard left. They're being trained.
They were beating women up, and they were attacking me.
I mean, it's a combination of Soros, and now you've got Barack Obama with his Organizing for America. We just had released this weekend a whole organizing manual. These protesters are being trained. They're being
coached. Oh, yeah, I've got – that's what Seculo talked about. A 30,000-person deal with Obama saying overthrow it. And I've got it right here. Like you just mentioned, a manual on how to overthrow, a training manual. Yeah, there it is, out of the New York Post. Linked activists have a training manual for protesting and overthrowing Trump.
And even how to infiltrate these town hall meetings, where to sit, how to sit in groups, what signs to bring, how to disrupt the meetings. You're going to see, like you saw in Washington during the inauguration, violent protests, breaking windows, throwing rocks, people dressed in black.
And Trump knows that, so he's mobilizing the people to say, mainstream media is your enemy. Well, they're sided with Soros and globalists to overthrow the country. That's just true. He's only saying what's true, which is so weird to see a president. Reagan was great, but I got to be honest. If Trump can keep in, I think he's going to be like way beyond Reagan. I mean, he, by himself, he's totally opposed. No one under him will do his agenda. But just by sheer force of will, he's dominating. I mean, I'm not in some cult of worshiping Trump, but of course, you've known him 40 years. You met with him last year. I mean, Trump is amazing.
He's the real deal. I'm betting on Donald Trump. I've seen him do it over and over again. He'll change his whole organization if he needs to. He fired Lewandowski.
Oh, yeah, they're calling it loser that he'll fire a few people. That's what you're supposed to do. No,
that's what a CEO does. If you have to get rid of the whole organization, start over again. If they're not working for you, they want to work for themselves, they can go create their own company. And it's going to be the same in the federal government. Donald Trump will persist. If he has to shut down half of the bureaucracy or three quarters of the bureaucracy, if he has to start in some of these agencies and fire by...
No, I agree, because why get them to like go do the right thing? We should just replace it all. That's how we win. That's what they did.
And if they got civil service, reassign them to Nome, Alaska. You know, say, good, we can't fire you, so you report tomorrow in Nome, Alaska. That's where your new office is. Good luck. You know, because you can reassign them, you can make them quit.
Well, Doc, come back on tomorrow. I mean, soon we're going to launch more shows and be on more than just 4 hours a day because people want the demand. They need to hear it. But just what else is on your radar screen with your great work you're doing?
Well, I'm going to release a whole series of articles this week and show that it really was the Democrats who were being paid by Russia. We've got the...
By the way, 2 months ago when I was first hiring you, you told me all this, and I said, are you kidding? It's in the New York... It's in the Washington Post. It's all over admitting that the Russians were funding the Washington Post and everything like you said.
Yeah, and the Washington and Podesta, they, you know, we've got the he was getting stock from this company Jolie.
Well, how did you know that though? Because nobody else was saying that. That's in the news now.
It was in WikiLeaks, and I've also spent a career in international finance. I mean, I know how money laundering works. Remember, I caught HSBC money laundering. I was the one who blew the whistle, cost them $1.9 billion. I had 1,000 pages of records from John Cruz. I knew how they were laundering money. I brought down HSBC.
So explain me the double game. That Russia claims it's on the side of Trump, but meanwhile they're funding the liberals. What?
No, it was all – and also Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton had – pass-through accounts. She was getting money off the books from Russia. She was being paid for the uranium. Both Podesta and Hillary and the Democrats were transferring technology to Russia, and Russia was paying him handsomely. If Hillary had won, Russia would have been blackmailing the Democrats left and right because they have all...
And she knew that was her weak point, so she made it all about Trump.
That's what they... Constantly, the far left, when they know they're vulnerable, when they know they're going to get caught, they blame you for doing what they did. Hillary knows we've got the data. You know, I've been working on this now for 2 years.
Don't you agree that she and her deep state have gone after Trump? It's not vindictive, it's justice. Shouldn't he go after them now?
Well, he's got to go after them. Trump has no choice. I mean, Hillary Clinton's not going to go away. Barack Obama's going to sit in D.C. and cause trouble.
In his bunker. Fine. I say he wants a fight. Give him one.
Well, and let's go through the chapter and verse of how the Clinton Foundation was a money laundering scheme, how the Russians were using it as a money laundering scheme, and how Barack Obama knew it, because it has to be known by the, yeah, certainly by the NSA was knowing it. It was monitored.
So the Russians knew Trump would find out, so what, they hedged their bets being nice to him.
Well, the Russians basically wanted Hillary to win. I've said that from the very beginning. The Russians didn't intervene in this election. They weren't hacking the data.
Well, no, the Pope did, the Communist Chinese, the EU did.
Assange said that he got the data. I'm convinced Assange got the Podesta emails from within Podesta's own office.
Sure.
It was a Democrat that turned them all over.
Well, they shot him in the back. We know that. We'll do this. Come back on tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Let's talk about it. Let's flesh out where you think things are going. Dr. Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com. We should have a Twitter account with Infowars as well. But what's the email with Infowars if folks want to send you a tweet or send you a tip?
We're setting that up. I mean, I'm still in the process. We'll get that set up this next week. But they can still email me at always by
JRL. That's right. It's Dr. C, D-R-C, at Infowars.
Infowars.com. We just got that set up. I haven't even used it or checked it out.
We're going to get you set up. You're doing a great job. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. Boy, you've been proven right. We're going to come back with Owen Schroyer in studio. He was there at the epic, it just gets better and better, Trump rally yesterday in Melbourne, Florida.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell as the bell.
When the bell.
I'm reflecting on my past life. Is it, does it have much time? Now the Republic was hanging by a thread, wasn't it? Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole. The sands of time. For me, are running low. Not giving a damn is the most important part of it on a radio broadcast. Owen just got back.
You know, Alex.
Being besieged by families getting their hot daughters to try to go out with him. He was just telling me during the break. I know that's our problem. Believe me, I know. Everybody wants to be like a little trendy dumbass. Nobody wants that. But seriously, let's talk. There's like, what did you do, 15, 20 videos? How many are on InfoWars?
We did some good work. I think about 15. Wilson's first trip out with us, one of our new cameramen. So
did he have fun?
So he did have fun. He did have fun. I think he had a little too much fun. I think I had a little too much fun too.
You were describing it like just like, here's my daughter.
You want to talk about that? Is that
let's do it.
About?
Let's talk about it. Well, no, so it's ridiculous. The curse of being a patriot.
So no, okay.
It's just so, women being thrown at you constantly.
So yeah, so basically, we've reached a point in time now where parents are so desperate, I guess, that have these.
Can
daughters.
We turn that.
That are still
a camera up? I think expensive camera. You're like a gamelan, like blue skin. Anyways, go back to the women.
So I guess we're living in a point in time now where parents who have daughters who are in their 20s and are still single and not getting
they come married, to Trump
they're
rallies.
Worried, they're worried about
they come to daughter. Trump rallies looking for somebody that's not a cuck.
Yeah, so, you know.
That makes sense.
Basically, I have parents kind of, you know, I don't know if you want to say proposing. For their daughters.
Let's just say there's like
it's nice.
They have like tennis machines that shoot tennis balls. So it's like women being fired. Boom, boom, boom. You're like, oh my God, stop assaulting me with them all.
It's not quite like that.
Because they come over like every 30 seconds.
Is that what it's like for you? Is that why you had to quit going out? Because everyone asks about you. They always ask, where's Alex? We want to see Alex. I guess that's why you had to stop going out.
No, they have like women on catapults, like firing at me. No, let's be serious. The point is, we don't want to be celebrities. We want freedom. But the party is what we're doing.
Well, let's tie it into this. You said something earlier on the show that really resonated with me. I told you this in the break. The Trump test. You talked about how there's like a test right now with Trump. It was so simple, but it was so perfect. All of these people that we're seeing protesting, these are the literal brainwashed masses. We've been telling you about them. You've been talking about it. We know what's causing it, the fluoride, the mainstream news. We know how it all works, and now we have the byproduct. We can label the byproduct. We can point it out, and we can show you exactly what it is. And that's the Trump test. And who knows if this is God's will or some sort of natural providence, but, I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, think about it, Alex. How can you tell the difference between a human who wants to see humanity go to the stars and he wants to work for it between a human who wants to sit around all day and accept a welfare check?
No, that's dehumanization. So talk about your observance, because I don't know if you were inside. I saw the videos outside.
No, we didn't go inside.
But just the speech was so powerful. This destiny, this will, all the job numbers coming in, everything exploding. And then like I saw the people bitching. You interviewed like, Trump's rich and wants to make me poor, when it's the opposite.
Well, and then they literally are parroting fake news or just making things up. They keep saying he's anti-immigrant. He's anti-immigrant. He's anti-immigrant. I ask, what is he anti-immigrant? What has he done that's anti-immigrant? They say the travel ban. That has nothing to do with immigration. They say he wants to build a wall. Okay, that's because...
Exactly, because actual deportations are down because they're not just deporting regular people, they're deporting criminals. But that none of that matters. It's just like, oh my God, is this hell on earth?
So talking to these people, again, I mean, we've proven it ad nauseum. They have nothing to say. They're fake protesters. They have a fake reality. And that's another thing, too. That's the other part of this test. Who lives in reality and who doesn't? I'm not saying that everybody who doesn't like Trump doesn't live in reality. But these protesters that we're talking to, that we go out, 99% of them don't live in reality. I mean, I don't know what their problem is. I really don't know. Maybe they just have been drinking fluoride their whole life. Maybe they weren't breastfed as a child. Maybe they're just drugged out of their minds with pills. But that's what's going on. And the Trump test is
real. I think they believe corporate media. They just go with corporate media must be the answer.
But I ask
them, I'm a loser.
Alex,
so if I join corporate media, I should be a winner.
I ask them if they like CNN and MSNBC. They say no. What the hell is that?
Well, all I know is, here's the Pope. Pope Francis, look at this article. This is out of Breitbart. Muslim terrorism does not exist. That's a quote.
That's what they say out there. So yeah.
Here's another one. Angela Merkel says Europe must take more refugees and Islam isn't a source of terror. That's a close quote.
Unbelievable.
I mean, this is like...
That's unbelievable.
This is like saying Santa Claus is real. This is such BS. What? See, this guy has 200-foot walls around his house. What is he saying?
So there you go. So the Trump test reaches the highest levels of our society. So it's not just the average folk that are going to Trump rallies, okay? It's also the people in government, the people in religious institutions. What are they saying? What are they saying about Trump? What are they saying about radical Islamic terror? What are they saying about the real news that we know is going on? So we know, okay, the Pope, fake news. Trump test, he failed. Angela Merkel, fake news. Trump test, she failed. And you just go down and down the
line. And everybody knows the corporate media lies. I had like Der Spiegel here and they go, everyone knows there's extreme vetting and no one who's a terrorist is allowed in. Then they admit the UN does it with fake passports and lets them all in. But Der Spiegel looked at me and said, no, you're wrong. It's like a cult. So why should we roll over to radical Islam? I don't get it.
And someone made the point, too, where it's like most these liberals and these protesters are either they're not religious, they're not very spiritual, or they even hate religion. Some of them just straight up hate religion. But for some reason, they have this infatuation with radical Islam.
I saw the footage in New York. I was there, D.C., everywhere. But putting hijabs on, like getting off on it, it's like...
I mean, I see on Twitter now, everyone's posting videos of women from Muslim countries with their faces burned off from acid and stuff like that when they go out without their husband.
Why are you against it? That's an art performance.
Honestly, if it's
we
art,
shouldn't I'm take it like a...
Actually,
meat cleaver to a woman's face is liberal.
You know what, though? Even though that's kind of sarcastic, there's actually some truth to that. The Satanists view it that way. This is art to these people. This is art to Satanists, Alex. They probably look at that and they enjoy
it. I want to know why you're anti-female. Why shouldn't a woman have a right to have phosphoric acid poured on her face and her nose melted off and have her genitals cut off if it's part of her loving religion at age two? See, no, I'm serious. Why are you like trying to suppress them when they could be in a slave pit in Somalia, sold on a slave block to a slave ship and raped by hundreds of men a week and then thrown in the ocean, eaten by sharks? Isn't that kind of like a liberal cultural experience?
No, like I love women and I don't want to see that happen to any woman. They don't deserve that.
Nope. So throwing a 10-year-old girl who's been raped by 500 men off the back of a boat to be eaten by sharks is not liberal?
Well, look at this, Alex.
Wait a minute. See, that's your cultural racism.
Oh. Mm.
Let me tell you something. Hanging a young girl over for sharks to eat her, women deserve to be eaten by sharks under Islam. That's liberal. Why don't you just support it?
That would be the trendy thing to do. The Pope told me to do it. The Pope. Ooh, the Pope. Woo. I love the Pope.
The Pope that looks like a pervert.
Probably is.
He's the guy that blackmailed the last Pope to stand down for stuff in the church, who now openly says it's disgusting that Europe says it's Christian.
But so look at this, Alex. So you're talking about why won't we cuck to radical Islam? Okay, so Sweden has cucked to open borders, and now they're country is being torn apart. Their culture is being ruined, okay? Trump, in his speech yesterday, mentions an incident in Sweden last night, and the liberals freak out. They're like, there wasn't anything last night.
Oh, they trolled it. They said, nobody's raping women in Sweden. Muslims never do that. And they trolled him and made fun of his daughters, and they're like, he was a perv. And I think that's good to make fun of. I agree with the liberal media. To make fun of rape victims in Sweden is liberal.
But look, it was almost perfect because now they have to go look up. Now they actually had to look into Sweden. So Trump trolled them into.
No, I agree. Like when he said, "You never cover Islamic terror," and then they said, like, "No, we do half the time." We like,
"Oh, it didn't happen last night. It just happened every other night previous to that." Oh, so Trump was wrong.
Owen, please.
Trump was wrong, Alex. He was wrong.
Look, I got Pope Francis right here in an article.
There was nothing last night, Alex.
Muslim terrorism does not exist.
Well, wait, what does Merkel say? I trust her.
She said the same thing. She said, Europe must take more refugees and Muslim doesn't. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Final segment of this Sunday, already the 19th day of February 2017, Global Transmission. Owen Schroeder is our guest in studio.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Waging war. Owen,
leading the world.
We've seen this incredible speech by Trump. The day before that, coming out and saying the media is the enemy of the American people. The day before that, that big press conference. I mean, this is historical. It's epic. It's crazy. It's wild. And then we see the job numbers for poor people, middle class, the small factory jobs, the small business jobs. I covered it earlier. They're exploding. There's one thing going right for Trump, the media says. There's more than that, but that's the article where they admit this. This is gigantic. Just to have somebody not out to get us. We're so used to being screwed, we just expect as a self-fulfilling process that we should submit. But where do you see the world today? Where do you see this going?
You know, it's interesting you asked me that. Where is it going? I didn't expect there to be that many protesters out there, to be honest with you. I thought that it was going to die down. You know, it seems to be getting less and less every time. But yet they were out in droves. They were intense.
So was it a few thousand, a few hundred?
I would say probably about 400, 500.
But then you had like 9,000 got in.
Yeah. Oh, you had like
thousands couldn't get in for Trump.
Yeah, you had thousands of Trump supporters. They wasn't even close.
I just got how dumb they were. He's rich and wants me to be poor.
No, but think about this. You know what, Alex? And here's the thing, though. It all comes back to that story that I brought in. Bill Gates saying that tens of millions of people.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Bill Gates has been caught in biological warfare, running eugenics. His dad, a big eugenicist for the army. And he says, don't worry about nukes. Bioweapons are coming, but let me talk to world government. So they had a plan where Chelsea would run it. Let me run things and I'll stop you all dying.
Or who even knows? It could be some, you know, techno cyber bioweapon. And who would you think might be able to develop or have the capacity to do something?
I just trust Bill Gates. I think we should do everything he says.
Bill Gates of hell. So I think that because our movement is so great, I mean, Alex, you've changed the world and we've changed it together.
Our listeners have.
I always tell the people out there, both the protesters who hate InfoWars, like, oh, you're fake news. And I go, really? We just changed the world. And the same with the people who come up, they say, we love Alex Jones. Tell Alex Jones hi for me. They come, they shake my hand, they say, we love InfoWars. I say, you guys changed the world. You guys changed the world. And the goal is obviously to rid ourselves of the people who have been screwing over not just America, just the common man.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, but the globalists use monopolies and control systems.
So where we're at is a nexus point where enough people have woken up and taken action that within a few years, probably by the end of the Trump administration, we're going to really be able to knock down some of these barriers that have been governing humanity.
I agree. Let me ask you this. If they've got a bunch of beta failures, nothing mean, but they're like the worst, dumbest people you could imagine serving their globalist system, and we're fighting back trying to have prosperity, where does it end?
And that's what I think. Either we have this great victory and we take these shackles off of humanity that have been holding us back for decades. We don't even know. To the stars, literally to the stars. Or a bioweapon kills, 90% of the people on the
earth. No, I agree. Bill Gates is saying, hey, I want to talk to world leaders. A bioweapon's about to be released. And maybe that's everybody wants to be trendy and cool, just watch TV and buy into lies. Maybe it's time to lay down and go to sleep. Maybe Bill Gates is right. Maybe he should go on and rule things and have life extension and run things in the
but
future.
But you know what?
Maybe Bill Gates is right. I'm going to be honest. Maybe it's time he release a bioweapon and kill everybody. Maybe he is. Maybe public doesn't care. They want to believe in him and love him. Maybe he's right. Maybe if we don't have a survival instinct to fight him, maybe it's time that he kill us.
And that's actually probably how he looks at it, as far as he already looks at humanity like they've given up. He already looks at it like humanity's already...
No, he sees us struggling, and he's making a little threat right now. But I'm just saying, if the public won't stand up and take action, then just, you know, Bill Gates, love us. Give us your love.
What do you think he would do? Do you think he'd use the Trump test to decide, or do you think he'd just wipe us all out?
They're figuring out how to do it and get away with it.
I always use...
And consolidate power, and now they know it's all being looked at. So they don't know what to do. It's like his wife 2 years ago said, everybody talking about how we're going to kill everybody. He's going to cause everybody to die.
I made this analogy.
And our argument is you give in and we're going to kill everybody. Listen, we're just figuring out how to kill all the third world people right now. You give in and we're going to kill all of you.
It's like this. They're trying to burn humanity and what it's tried to create on this planet in liberty and freedom and the pursuit of happiness. It's trying to stop that, and while they burn essentially the world doing that, I always use this analogy, while the world burns, Bill Gates is lifting up on the hot air balloon, and he's not dropping the ladder down. You know, Zuckerberg thinks he's on that hot air balloon with the Pope, who's Alex is doing some nice art here. Actually, I've had Alex sing today. He's done comedy today, and he's now done art today. So I've seen three talents of Alex Jones. I still want my paycheck next week, but I think that this is just worth the show right here, just hearing you sing and everything. But Alex, I think that that's where we're going, and I think that Bill Gates, I don't know if it's a threat. I don't know if this is kind of what they do. You know that they like to show their hand before they play it. It's an arrogance move. Why don't you put a little piece of pizza on his thing, too? Maybe he likes pizza.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pizza news.
I'm just saying. But you know what, Alex? I told you I want to do something for you. You talk about the dregs of society, okay, and the lowest of the low, in my opinion, are most of these protesters we see. Now, there's probably one in about 1,000. I've probably talked to 1,000 of these people, 2,000, 3,000, however many people I've come into. There's every once in a while, you get one that can actually hold a conversation. But, you know, I go to these all-you-can-eat buffets of Trump protesters, Alex, and I eat a lot, and afterwards, I always brush with Super Blue. So I just want you to know that. Every time after...
Well, we've sold out of the toothpaste, which is an incredible sale, so we got to give it more, but that's how we fund our operation. But Owen, I appreciate you. Hey, seriously, though, Trump's speech is clearly...
How can people not
like
it?
Did you see the economic numbers where, like, everywhere the small businesses are exploding?
Did you see the video of the Joker? I talked to some guy out there in a clown outfit.
Yeah, what was he doing?
Okay, so... So he goes, first of all, he couldn't answer one question. This guy was a total dumbass, and I'm being polite. Whatever. He's out there dressed up like the Joker. What, I mean, come on, how high could his IQ actually be? But anyway, he's like, well, did you see Trump's areas right there? I mean, really, this guy's IQ is probably like 28. That's why he's dressed up like the Joker. So good for him. But he's out there and he's like, whoa, didn't you hear Trump? Did you see that press conference? I'm like, yeah, I loved it. And he's like, well, what did you love about it? And I named off like the six things that I could recall immediately off the top of my head that I loved about it. And he's like, oh yeah, he just sounds like a 7-year-old. And I asked him, I'm like, oh, well, what? Name one thing he did that sounded like a 7-year-old. Couldn't answer it. I was like, what did you not like about it? Couldn't answer it.
No, it's sad though. These are delusionals.
It is sad.
They don't have their own will. They just believe because they agree with MSM.
They've been crushed.
They must be in power, even though MSM is there to dominate them.
They've been crushed. They have been absolutely crushed by the mainstream media. They've been absolutely crushed by the drugs in the water, in the food, in the drugs, in the vaccines. They've been crushed, Alex. They've been crushed. But you have to crush the individual before you defeat it. That's the new globalist mindset, because this is the fight they know they're going to get from humans. Human resistance is as old as probably humans.
And that's why they're bringing in machines. And all this is to make us absolutely under their control. Owen Schroyer.
And now they're saying, oh, we need a universal income for machines.
Yeah, and then a universal income, the government directs the public. So you don't go to your own job or to your own life. We give you something somebody else made.
Or build your own news network.
It's all about monopoly. And so we're not going to do that. We're winning. Trump has proven himself to be real. And just know this, Bill Gates is a horrible globalist, eugenicist, who openly has declared war against humanity, and by exposing him, we're going to win. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time with the 4-hour weekday transmission. I want to thank Nico and all the rest of the crew, from Matt to Zach, the Lego Maniac, for being here tonight. I want to just encourage you to know this. I don't get upset by you being successful. I get excited by that. The globalists want monopolies, so thank you all for your support. Please don't forget, we don't really have big sponsors. You hear radio ads and network ads that fund things for them. With us, it's just people going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the vitamins and minerals and supplements and the non-GMO heirloom seeds and the products and the T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We're not perfect. Myself and Owen don't have all the answers, but we don't want you to fall for us to succeed. And that's the big difference between good and evil. So thank you all for your support. And Lord willing, if God has me here, because God's in control on this little planet going through space and this spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com. Now spread this archive video and ram it up the you-know-what of the globalists. God bless you all, because there is a God.